This recording, Hunan 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Parra was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Dark Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on the first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit,and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with the girls waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird.Before long, that icy ghost began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The ghost's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First,She tried gently stroking the ghost's low back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not fatal. In no time, the ghost began to tilt, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the ghost, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on the right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to marry out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I cannot imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Hello everyone, I come from Henan province. Henan is the center of Old China, and there are many famous scenic spots. Shaolin Temple is the most famous one, and Kaifeng is the capital of Sixth Dynasty. Huang River is the second largest river in China. If you come here for a visit, I can be your guide, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. I began to learn English when I was 12, and it was really a challenge for me to memorize the vocabulary, grammar. I really don't like the grammar, but now I began to love English, and I also made progresses of English. If you want your English getting well, you should love it first. Do more practice, and you will find it's not so much difficult.
子曰：“学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？”子曰：“十三白，一言以蔽之，曰：思无邪，自幼闻小。”子曰：“今之小者，实为能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬，何以别乎？”子曰：“视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人言叟哉，人言叟哉。”